Sometimes the world looks like you ain't ever seen it before. Stuck behind never-ending windows, all you need is a door. Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remembering unusual times that can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Just ask, say the word and I'll be there. Just ask, you know the greatest things in life all come in a pair. They say hindsight's 20/20, but that ain't far enough behind me. So if you want the sweetest honey, I think hindsight's 1990. Yes, I mean. To pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows Taught Me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Are you ready to play Spin the Bottle? Neither are we. We're too old for that. Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. I'm Jess Sterling here with my co-host, as always, Sarah Humphrey. Sarah, how are you?
Okay, what would I have to do to get you? Oh my God, I hope
a
you
train.
Don't. Shut the fuck up, train. You don't know me. Gosh, I was going to ask you, like, what it would take you to play Spin the Bottle in a group setting with me. Like, what? Just,
it wouldn't happen.
Nothing?
Why would I? Okay. I can't think of any circumstance because it's not kissing you, Sarah. Let's put that out there, right? Like, yeah. if we did like a little peck or even like a 5-second rule like Megan has,
yeah,
that's fine. It's who the hell else is sitting in this circle that I may have to kiss?
Like, our general group of friends. I don't know. I mean,
you would want me to have the potential to kiss your husband. Because I assume he's very pro kiss your friends.
Yeah, I don't think I would care that much. Especially if it was you. I don't know if I would care.
I think you would care. Either way, I would not want to play Spin the Bottle. In fact, I've never played Spin the Bottle because I was a loser. But that's okay. We're here to talk about season 4, episode 20, Spin the Bottle. And someone who seriously knows how to pick the best episode to come on for is our friend TV Lindy. Lindy, how are you?
Thank you. I'm great. I appreciate that. I think I have great taste in episodes, and I chose this one because it was so fun.
It
is insane. This episode is literally everything. It is my favorite episode of the season. Like, it's sloppy, it's messy, it's ridiculous, it's stupid in all the best ways. And Sarah, I didn't do it because it's early in the morning and I didn't exactly have the energy to do it. But I may need to update my poster behind me. Those of us who watch us on YouTube would know that I had it's a time machine. And then I have hashtag Team Ben, which I then crossed out when he cheated because I hated him for that. But Cocky Ben is the best Ben.
That's true. It is impermanent marker once again.
To write next to it.
Oh,
like accept. Cocky Ben.
Oh, okay. okay. Yeah. I mean, like, I think that both of the boys were really. Let me clarify. Noel and Ben were really good this episode.
Thank you. Yes.
The other boy, fuck him, fuck his family, and fuck everything about him. Not him, but those two. Now, Lindy, I do have one quick question.
Yeah.
What can I do to get you to play Spin the Bottle with me? And our friends, what can I do to get you to do that with me?
I've got a great solution for you, actually.
Yeah.
So you can create a time machine and go back to when I was in middle school or high school, and I absolutely, no questions asked, would have played with you.
I will sign on to that as well. That's what you need to do.
All right. Like, I can't, guys.
Because I would have been, like, honored to be invited to spin the bottle at that age.
I would have been thrilled. I would have been like, yes, let's do this.
But I don't know if this is a weird thing to say, but I feel like this is going to sound very strange. But I feel like in order to avoid potential drama or like hurt feelings or any issues, I would also be willing to play spin the bottle with like only our group of girlfriends, because I feel like that avoids the pitfalls that you run into with adult spin the bottle and probably this episode, you know.
I also was trying to throw a bone to Adam because Adam's been trying to kiss your husband, Will, Jessica, for years. Like, you know, that's to be true as well.
I mean, listen, he's the great kisser, a great beard. Like, I 10 out of 10 would recommend.
Yeah. Maybe your husband, too, or partner, Lindy.
I don't think that my partner is dying to kiss your guys' husband.
All right, I guess we'll just have to X that out for now. We'll put a pin in it. Mm-hmm. It's okay. We have a lot to talk about this episode. But I just wanted to ask.
Lindy, I want to know your reaction / like your thoughts. Because unlike some of the guests we've had, you watched Felicity for the first time very recently. So what was your reaction to the time jump? Like, you didn't know it was coming, correct?
Correct. I had no idea that this time travel was happening at the end of the show.
Incredible.
So, yes, the whole time you've been doing the podcast, I've been watching along week by week. And then when you hit season 4, I thought, okay, I want to be able to choose a season 4 episode that I really like. So why don't I just finish the season and then I can pick my favorite?
That's so funny because I just like think like, oh, I want to pick an episode that I really like. And you're like watching it like, nope, not this one.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. I was watching season 4 and I had like the same thoughts you guys were having. I was like, this is terrible. I don't want to talk about any of these. They're not fun at all. And I kept going and going and thinking, I'm never going to find something. I'm just going to have to pick one. And then I hit episode 18 and everything changed. And I was like, are you kidding me? Time travel? And Elena's dead? I was flabbergasted. It was the best experience to just watch this all unfold. It was ridiculous and over the top and actually made season 4 worth watching. Like I watched this a few months ago and ever since I have just been waiting and waiting and waiting for you two to get here because I needed your commentary. So I'm so excited. And so I knew Todd was on 18 and then I watched 19, which wasn't quite as fun. But then when I got to this one, spin the bottle, I was like, this is the one. This is the one. So I'm so excited to be here for this episode.
Yeah, it is so extremely messy. And that's what I love about it. It really feels like we are playing just like partner swap. It's like the, what is it? What is it called? What's the swapping? The
musical
dancing
partners.
And the, yes, musical partners. It feels like we're playing musical partners. It's like, who's going to get together this episode? Woo, is it Julie and Sean? No, is it Julie and Megan getting back together?
Or is it like the do-si-do?
Yeah, swing your partner round and round. And then we like dancing. Switch as you dance. You know what? I don't know. No one knows what I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
No, Lindy, where would you like to start? Because we have a couple different options here, right? We have like the Felicity and Ben stuff, we have the Felicity and Noel stuff, we have the Julie and Ben and Felicity stuff, and then of course, as always, we have the Sean stuff. I'm gonna need to take deep breaths with Sean's storyline. I gotta be honest.
I mean, to be honest, all of these topics are going to be fun, so I'd be happy to start anywhere. If we're gonna start with my absolute favorite thing about this episode is Ben's attitude.
Yes, let's start there.
I am in full agreement with Jess that Cocky Ben is the best. Cocky Ben is not a cheater. He's not the person who kissed Claire in the library. This is a different Ben.
Avery.
Now, that...
Are they not together? I can't remember with that. With the Avery stuff was... He kissed her when he was still together with Felicity, right? Is that correct?
He went to the fucking Hamptons while he was still basically with Felicity.
Okay. So, yeah.
And amend my statement. Cocky Ben did not kiss Claire in the library. That's true.
Okay. Yeah. True. That is the fact.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
I absolutely love Ben in this episode. It makes me glad I've been on Team Ben since the beginning. I just think.
Yes.
Okay. Felicity comes back in time to be with Noel. And then like a few days later is making out with Ben. Come on. She clearly cannot stay away from him ever for any reason. So just admit it. Just admit it, Felicity. Get with Ben.
Yeah, Sarah, I was all in on Cocky Ben. The moment that they're in that lab together and she comes in, she's like, listen, that was a mistake. He's like, listen, you obviously want to fuck me. You obviously have feelings for me.
Yeah,
it's fine. I'm just letting you know. I'm not waiting around for you, but we know you want to fuck me.
Yeah.
Like, he was just so... And the smirking, like, girl, I couldn't... I love a cocky character. This is my flaw. When I was like around Felicity's age, if I met a guy and he was like, it's very toxic, but if he was like this towards me, swoon, like that was it. Like, I was done. I was very in on the cocky sort of person.
That's so interesting.
Cocky was like confidence for me. And I was like, oh, even it didn't even matter. Good looking. Who cares? If he felt himself, I was into it.
That's so funny because for me, like, I feel like cockiness is like the least attractive thing in a person. Like, I really don't like anything that's like near condescending or near full of yourself or like, I find that so unattractive. That's probably like the part of me that like really like self-deprecating humor. Like, I like it better if you're like kind of hating on yourself a little, but I different strokes for different folks. But yeah, Ben was really fun this episode, and I think that it's fun to see him not like depressed in bed crying like a little baby bitch. And I think like him, you know, he's like, oh, I could still get Felicity if I wanted to. Like, I could still get it. Like, Noel has nothing on me. And, like, she'll come back to me every which way. And then I get to decide if I want her. And I think that that boost of confidence was, like, really fun to see Ben do. Especially, like, the dynamic between them. I especially liked the scene where he's just like, yeah, like, I'm going to go out with Julie. Like, you should come on a double date with me. And then, like, Felicity, it's like, she should be like, no, that is the stupidest fucking thing in the world. But the two of them are so, like, full of themselves, or, like, they won't back down from a challenge.
It's like a competitive edge.
It's competitive. It's competitive, yeah. So, like, they, like, find themselves in, like, this double date situation that's so awkward, but... it's hilarious because, like, Ben was just trying to call Felicity's bluff, essentially. Like, you're not over me. And if you were over me, then a double date wouldn't be an issue. And
the Felicity thing is it doesn't matter if someone's over the other. It's always going to be awkward because it is, like, a bunch of people who have kissed one another and, like, they're exes of all of each other. Like, it is also complicated. Like, Julie used to have a crush on Noel. Like, let's not forget that. There's, like, so many complicated pairings in this group that, of course, this double date is an atrocious idea, but they're in a game of chicken, and Felicity feels like she has to, like, no, I'm not going to move out of the way first, you are. And, like, the thing that is the not the craziest, but it's up there as the craziest, Lindy, is Noel agreeing to this. Sir, why?
I don't know that I fully understand Noel in this episode, because Felicity is constantly talking about Ben and then being like, oh, but this doesn't matter. But then she'll just keep complaining about him and then is like, okay, we're going on a double date with Ben and Julie. And Noel is like, okay, like, this should bother Noel way more than it is.
Well, this is, and maybe I'm, my question is, we know for a fact that Felicity has not told Noel about the kiss with Ben. We don't know if Noel has told Felicity about the kiss with Hannah. My assumption is no, because I feel like we would have seen her reaction. She would have been on a whole spiral journey herself. So I don't think we've seen that. So part of me wonders if Noel is like, well, I did something wrong, so I'll just, like, go with the flow because I feel so guilty about, like, the makeout with Hannah, you know?
I thought that, I could be wrong, but I thought that Noel kind of told Felicity that he wanted to be with Hannah. And so they were kind of like split up, and then he went to be with Hannah and then realized, oh, I actually want to be with Felicity. Let me go back to Felicity. I didn't think that that was like a cheating situation.
Well, either way, like, even if it's not cheating, right? Like the kiss, like the fact that he kissed Hannah, right? Like, I don't know. It's just very strange, because that's another thing that Ben is using against Felicity, is being like, did you tell him? Why didn't you tell him we made out? If it meant nothing, why didn't you just tell him, Felicity? Like, it's so good. He is so under her skin. One of my favorite scenes in this episode was when Noel comes to the coffee shop, comes to Dean and DeLuca, and Ben is being like, can I get you something? Hot coffee coming up. Like, he's overly nice, and it's freaking Noel out, because Ben has never been that nice to him. Even when Felicity wasn't like coming between them, they've never been like, he's never been this jovial at all, alone towards Noel.
Yeah. And I love how earlier he was telling Felicity, he was like, it's going to be so hard for Noel when you leave him again. Like, for me.
Yes.
That was funny. But yes, my absolute favorite moment from Ben was when they were at Dean and DeLuca, and she was like, this self-confidence thing is pathetic. And he's like, yeah, I can see it has zero effect on you. And then she's all like, you know what? Kissing you is like kissing my arm. And then like kisses her arm.
Yeah. They're so childish the entire, but it's like really funny. And yeah. I mean, like, it really is mind-boggling, the dynamic, or like probably to Ben, like what the fuck happened? Because like, obviously, like, we know that like Felicity is like sitting on like 2 years of animosity towards Ben for what happened to her in the other timeline. But in Ben's perspective, like, all of this was like a big whirlwind change. So it's just like really funny. It's like, what the fuck happens? Like, it's just so, I don't know. It was really great. But like, I think that their final conversation of the episode after the double date, where he's just like, please just like give me clarity. Like, none of it makes any sense. Like, you say that you're mad at me, but like, what are you mad at me for? Like, you know, yeah. And she's like, you know, you wouldn't understand. It's like, you know, and he's like, but like, I don't know. So I think like the whole dynamic is so interesting, because like, she's obviously hurt and mad at him for something that hasn't happened in this reality.
Yes,
yeah, besides the stuff like that's Avery or whatever happened,
but they were through that, right? Like, because in Ben's, let's break this down. In Ben's world, they had an argument about a printer. He left. Felicity fucks Noel, and then immediately it's like, we're done, Ben. Like, I'm getting together with Noel, and so there's really no like inciting incident. There's no like catalyst for this,
except you know? For the fact that they spent the entire summer separate.
Right, but to Ben's point, they were still like in communication, and he was like really, really excited. And like, she seemed to be really happy to see him. Like,
but also she spent the entire summer licking Ben's Noel's ice cream cone.
Yes. Yeah.
Literally. They were eating a lot of ice cream.
They were eating a lot of ice cream together on the roof. Yeah. But like, yeah. So Ben is really like flabbergasted. He doesn't understand. And of course, Felicity can't tell him because she time traveled. So how's she going to explain that? And Noel this entire time, like, let's talk a little bit about the Felicity and Noel aspect of things. Noel is trucking along, right? He's trying to find an apartment because he can't stand living with Ben because it's super awkward. So he's apartment hunting. He finds like a closet sized place in New York because, surprise, surprise, New York City apartments are expensive. Like, it's difficult to find housing there. Who would have thought? He doesn't really want a roommate. So he's going to get this really teeny tiny place. And all of this time while he's doing this all apartment hunting, Felicity literally is only talking about Ben. Ben is annoying me, but she won't say why. Like, it's just like a constant Ben. Noel is like, hey, you know, we've been only dating for like literally a week or two. And I know that literally the day before we started dating, you were with a different guy that you loved. And I know that you can't stop talking about said guy, but we definitely should move in together.
It's just a great, great plan.
just Lionel, you're smarter than this, my guy. Not really, but like you should be. You should be smarter than this. This is a terrible idea. And my favorite. Oh, because Sarah, we talk all the time on the Buffy podcast. Like they're very self-referential and they're very good about like referencing things that have happened previously. My favorite is when they're on the double date and Ben's like, remember that when we got that apartment together? And it was like,
yeah,
you had an apartment together. And he's like, well, it only lasted like a day. Remember that girl that took a bath in our apartment?
Yeah.
Remember the dancer who took a, who's in our bathtub? What was her name?
And she's so like, I don't remember. And he was like, yes, you do. What's her name? It's just like such of like a checkmate.
Yes.
Like moment in that, like, it's like looking right in Felicity's eyes and it's like, I know you remember that name because it bothered you so fucking much.
Yeah.
So much so. And he's like, isn't it ironic? Isn't it ironic that you were so jealous and so worried about me cheating? And then the thing with Avery happened and whatever happened during the summer. But besides that, but you were so worried that you started this whole fight and then we had to stop living together. Like, isn't it so ironic? He was just doing his little victory dances all around Felicity. And it was the it is like such a funny dynamic. Yeah. And he really knew what to do to like get in there. But Noel's just like a bystander to all of this because like, I think like, you know, when he first offered it, I did think that he was like thinking, you know, oh, like, he's just like, it's really a hard situation, right? Because like, he's the one that lives in the same apartment as Ben. Like they're kind of at this moment forced to be on top of each other. Felicity is working with Ben. I mean, there's probably an argument that like maybe Felicity should try to find a different job. I'm sure there's another Dino and DeLuca somewhere.
Javier would literally die.
Yeah, but like, you know, like, there's just like something to be said, like we all should make sacrifices to separate. Like I'm sure that Noel doesn't want to find a different place to live and spend more money, but he's making a sacrifice because it's so awkward. So I think that I don't even know what I was saying.
Noel is finding an apartment.
Yeah, no, I lost it.
Awkward for him.
Obviously this means that it was nothing important, but
yeah.
I remember clearly, like, I think like as the episode goes on, it becomes like clearer and clearer to him that like Felicity's not over Ben, no matter what she says, what Ben's doing and saying is like infiltrating Felicity, and like really bothering her. And like, how can Felicity be over it? Because like all of this happened so suddenly, like, I don't know what the time equivalent would be from when she first found out that like he was cheating with Claire, but I would assume
it's like a few days.
It hasn't been like, it hasn't been that long, maybe a week. I don't know. So like, Felicity hasn't had time to really like heal from that. And she's jumping into like another situation. And I mean, like, for 99% of situations, it's really not good to jump from one relationship to another. And like, Jessica's like smirking at me. She's such a fucking asshole. And I'm saying this because I literally did that. So like, she's just like giving me a shit eating grin because she's like, that's the advice that I gave you at that time and you were mad at me. I know that that's what you're saying. I know that's what you're thinking. So Lindy has to now play like middleman because like we're about to get into a brawl.
I don't like conflict. Can we resolve this before it begins?
I could. Okay. I'm sorry. It's seeping. I can.
Wait, no, you're right, Sarah. It's like,
thank you.
Here's the thing. It's also that Felicity cannot really say to Ben, the reason I don't want to be with you is because I know you're going to cheat on me. Like, she can't say that. And so the fact that she can't say that, I think, really then sets that to the side when she's considering being with Ben, because this Ben hasn't done that yet. So she can't give him a valid reason. And I think if you could get, it's like there's no closure on the relationship because of that. And so Lindy, because of that, Ben is like, oh, you're just going to come back to me because the whole reason you broke up with me was stupid. So it's really tough when you can't resolve that relationship to then move on to the next. There's like this dangling thread there. And on top of that fact, they're all around each other constantly. They're in the same friend group. Literally, your boyfriend is living with your ex-boyfriend. Like, it's a hot ass mess. And it only gets messier with the arrival of Julie.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Heat up your backyard with a new fire pit. Our fire pit bundle includes everything you need. Concrete landscape blocks, steel ring insert, pea gravel, and adhesive. All bundled together to make your project quick and easy. Visit us today in store or on Menards.com and save big on our full selection of fire pit projects and accessories today.
Save big money at Menards.
Julie's back.
Julie is back.
I missed her. I feel like obviously with her returning, it felt very reminiscent of season one and season two. And yeah. I know that we were kind of over Julie by the time that she left in the beginning of season three. I don't remember why, but
absence makes the heart grow fonder. Yeah. You know, like I was here for the return of Julie mostly because all I want in this world is for Sean to reap what he has sown, baby. Yeah. You are going to lay in that bed you made, you dumb fuck. This was incredible, Lindy. Because before Julie even arrives, Ben says to Sean, like, oh, wow, you're like, you're doing a lot. Like, are you sure she feels the same way? Like, have you had this conversation? Like, maybe you should be a little more realistic.
The Sean of it all is just, oh my God.
Yeah.
So it's so funny looking back though on like season two, where we watching for the first time, we were like, oh, like Sean and Julie have this like cute like connection and like they're going to get together eventually. And then there was just this swerve where it was like, never mind, Julie likes Noel and won't ever be into Sean. And then Sean got with Megan and then it just was never a thing. And then all the way back here, at the end of season four, it's like Sean is like, okay, you know what? I'm going to try to get with Julie again. Let's get rid of Megan. Easy peasy. I'll just break up with her to be with Julie. Yeah. Oh my gosh. The audacity.
Yeah. I kind of was reminded like how many conversations that we had where it's just like, is Julie leading Sean on? Like, she should really be open with him. Like, Sean should really, like, find value in himself and find somebody that, like, actually likes him for him. Like, I remember, like, having a lot of conversations of, like, is Julie in the wrong? Is she, you know, using him as, like, a friend? Blah, blah, blah. Like, we spent a lot of, I think, season two talking about that.
Yeah.
And It was clear that like she really didn't like him, but she was giving him attention that he misinterpreted as something more. And it's just so wild for this to happen again. And you would think that like, oh, maybe not, because I was going to say like, you would think that like now that he's was in a relationship with somebody that like genuinely liked Sean, like he would be able to like pick up on those clues. But also Megan's like not very much like that lovey-dovey type of girl. But so I kind of like disagreed with myself mid-sentence. But like, you know, you would think that like he wouldn't fall into the same trap of like misinterpreting, misunderstanding that like this is a friendship thing and not something more. I mean, I was really happy when that turned out to be the case, because I really wanted to see that fuck ass suffer like a lot.
Yeah. Like, this is my favorite, right? Because before Julie even arrives, when Sean is having this conversation with Ben about like his reasons for thinking Julie is into him, he's like, well, she's traveling all the way from Woodstock. And like, bitch, look at a fucking map, you idiot. Like, are you kidding? I'm Googling this right now because Woodstock actually is not terribly far from where I am, assuming he is talking about Woodstock, New York. You know, there are multiple Woodstocks, but Woodstock is 2 hours and 15 minutes. And that is by car. Like, if you were taking public transit, maybe it's a little longer. It's a quicker route, whatever, whatever. It's like a 2 hour drive. Like, this woman isn't getting on a plane. This woman isn't traveling multiple days, not even a full ass day. Like, girly can go home in the same day if she wants to. What do you mean? Like, Lindy, speaking of whirlwind, as Sarah said earlier, over on the One Indescribable podcast, when you all speak about Everwood, there is constant references to Everwood and Denver being 3 hours by car, 4 hours by bus, right? Like, and people be hopping and bopping to Denver all the time. In like a single day, people be hopping and bopping over there.
All the time. We talk about it like every episode.
It's my favorite.
3 hours by car, four by bus. It's our favorite thing to talk about. But the thing is, we constantly, okay, to be fair, we constantly talk about how like that's a long journey just to do in a day.
Yeah.
And people are just doing it all the time over there. But I agree with you that like 2 hours, 15 minutes is really not a sign for Sean of like, oh, wow, she's really committed to coming here. Like, that's nothing. Yeah.
And also, it's not like, you know, Sarah, you used to commute into the city. It's not like she is going somewhere like a freaking farm in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. She is going to the city. There's so much to do there. Well, like, and she's a musician. Absolute idiot.
He really buries the lead, right? Like, he didn't tell us, the audience, but didn't tell Ben as well that the real reason why she's coming isn't because they've been talking a lot and she's been really getting to know him. It's because of this audition with a music company.
Yep.
And it just so happens, like, he probably was like, hey, like, if you're going, then you should stay over our place. Like, you're more than welcome. And she took it, took her up on that offer because it was an offer. She needs a place to stay. And
she's a starving artist. Of course she's going to take him up on this.
And he really runs with it. Like, I'm like, I was so in disbelief when it came out that, like, they're just like emailing and chatting, and he really made this whole entire story up in his head that like she really understands him in a way that Megan does not, and that they are so close and there's something more there. Like, it was all made up. And of course we don't see these emails, but I also, like, kind of knowing Julie, I really think it's the same exact thing as what was going on in season two. Like, maybe she was taking a little bit of advantage of his kindness, like, probably opening up more than like, and like asking for advice to this guy because like he would pay attention to her. Like, maybe like she's guilty of that again. But like, it's so crazy to me that he literally said, like, Julie understands me, you, Megan, do not. Wow.
It's
wow.
He really has an active imagination. Like, the most she shows up. Thank God for Ben. Lindy, I don't know how you feel about this, but I was like, I'm so happy that Ben gave her the heads up about like, hey, I think Sean likes you more than just a friend. So like, just an FYI, like, be kind to him, you know, let him down easy. I was so thankful he did that, because if I'm Julie and I just walk in and I'm staying at this man's place and he's bombarding me with like tickets for concerts and flowers and like all her favorite foods, like,
well, yes,
the flowers were for him. Okay.
Sure. Because he totally is the type that just keeps flowers in the house.
What about the baguette, Lindy? What about the baguette?
The baguette and the lobster. Did you see the lobster?
Oh, I forgot about the lobster because he like hit it really quickly.
He like pulled it out of the same bag as the baguette. And I was like, did those like touch each other in the bags? I feel like that's not great.
He's such a weirdo. Like, this is insanity. So thank God Ben warned her about this.
Yeah. Ugh. I think it is good that Ben did that, both for Julie's sake and for Sean's sake, because to Julie, that lets her know so that she can approach this situation like in a way that works for her. And it helps because Sean doesn't just spring that on Julie and then like get let down in like a really harsh way. But it was so bad, Julie's reaction to Ben, of by bad, I mean like, ooh, because she was like, yeah, Sean's a sweetie. He's a good friend. And I was like, the word sweetie is just not what Sean would want to hear. And then her reaction when Ben tells her that Sean broke up with Megan, the sound she makes is like,
like, yeah.
She realizes like, I'm in trouble. Like, this is not what I thought it was.
Yeah, it's so awkward. And he comes in, he's all happy to see her. He's like, oh, and I got these tickets for Tarte. You still like Tarte, right? And it gets super awkward when she's like, oh yeah, like basically like, I just want to be friends, right? He immediately is like, oh, well then you should just go to the concert with someone else. Like, it's fine. I don't even like them. Like, blah, 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 blah. And then she's like, okay, maybe I'll stay at Felicity's because you're like weirding me the fuck out. And so it's, you know, yes, 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 whatever, whatever, whatever. As soon as like Julie and Ben interacted, I was like, oh, she wants to fuck Noel again. Like, she wants, oh no, she wants Ben. Sorry, not Noel. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, she mm-hmm. wants Ben's dick again.
Why not both?
Yeah. And it was like immediately obvious to me, like that was what was going to happen, which makes it just, Sarah, all the better that she is now going to stay at Felicity's place and want to fuck Ben.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess like in her perspective, like, you know, they had something and it kind of got interrupted. Now they're both seemingly single. So like, why not? I once again, like, this is so reminiscent of season one, season two conversation, but like, I really, really, really liked the fact that Julie was like going to Felicity, giving the heads up, asking permission, like things that like we were arguing about for like hours in the beginning of this podcast. Yeah. About like girl code and being a girl's girl and giving the heads up, and like the fact that, well, I remember Julie less like obviously or more subtly the first go around. I remember like, 'cause she was like in the laundry room and she was like, hey, Felicity, is this okay? And Felicity was like, yes, blah, blah, blah. And then like next thing we know, like Felicity was not okay with it. Like, I really like that Julie was like, is this okay? Are you sure this is okay? And then I think that she doubled down like again, like, are you really sure this is okay? Mm-hmm. I think like it shows growth for Julie to be like, I am just going to ask for clear communication. If this is okay. Yeah, there's an argument being like, why are you going after him again? Like, they just broke up. There's that argument, but also the fact that like, she's like, she asked like three different times, yeah, if it
and
was okay.
Felicity is in a new relationship as well. Like,
yeah, exactly.
For her, it's Felicity is now dating Noel. They seem really happy together. And she's maybe even moving in with Noel. Why wouldn't Julie think it's okay to go after Ben? And like you said, she does ask for permission from Felicity. Obviously, Felicity looks shell-shocked and upset, which Julie probably should take note of. But like, truly, I don't know, Lindy, part of me is like, if I'm Julie and I ask Felicity, like, are you okay with it? And Felicity looks like her face says no, but her mouth is saying yes. And then I clarify, but are you sure? And Felicity says yes. You told me yes twice. Like, I'm not asking again. That's on you, girl. Like, that is on you. If you're actually not okay with it, then you need to tell me that.
Yeah, I think it's like so obvious that Felicity's not okay with this, but she's pretending to both herself and Julie that she's, yeah, fine with it. So like, what is Julie supposed to do with that, of Felicity insisting
like
it's fine?
Barely friends, right? Like, she's just, mm-hmm, in town for a few days. Like,
I mean,
when is the last time they actually spoke, you know?
That raises an interesting question. Does Felicity value her friendships? Case in point.
No.
Where is Elena? And why is Felicity not spending quality time with her dead best friend? I am enraged, yeah, on Elena's, yeah, behalf. Felicity, yep, is playing Boggle with Noel instead of hanging out with her friend who is dead. What is she thinking? Where are her priorities? I am so, yeah, upset with Felicity.
I think it's so clear to me that Felicity is actually the most selfish person that ever existed. Like,
she's a bad friend.
She's a really bad friend. It's so funny because, like, we are going to be talking about an episode of Buffy where Buffy, like, comes and, like, admits, like, I was a bad friend. Like, I, like, wasn't present for you, yada, yada, yada. Like, this is the conversation that Felicity should be having to her friends. Like, she is such a selfish, like, person always, and she really just, like, cares about, like, herself and her own relationships. Like, she should be spending time, even, like, in the part where Megan was, like, bawling on the couch eating Ben and Jerry's, she's like, are you okay? And then Megan's like, yeah, I just, like, was plucking nose hairs. And Felicity's like, okay, cool, I'm gonna go fuck Noel now, bye. It's like Megan would stop down, run to Felicity, like, hold her in her arms and be like, what is going on, tell me. And Felicity just, like, doesn't give a shit. And I don't know, she's really terrible, she's really awful. Like, the regression is crazy, because, like, I also think, like, Felicity should have learned this lesson last time with Julie. If you're not okay with it, say it with your whole chest. Like, stand on business, right? Like, say, like, I'm not okay with this. Like, she learned this lesson 2 years ago, but she doesn't say shit. Like, if you're not okay with it, say it. Like, what is wrong? And, like, in a world, she's a year older, that she's, like, 2 years older than all these characters now, right? In a way.
Maybe, like, 6 months, I thought.
Okay. Episode 18 is 6 months after Elena died.
But this whole thing was, like, a year.
Oh.
So she's, like,
A year and a half. She's, like, year and a half older. She's,
like, a year and a half older. Like, that should be, like, a year and a half wiser. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I'm with you fully, because beyond the fact of where the hell is Elena, why is no one talking to Elena, she's not even in this episode. Beyond that, because that's one example. But the Megan example, in my opinion, it's like, well, we're seeing her completely ignore Megan here. Like, she, in my opinion, because I think back to, like, okay, if I was in this situation, or if you were in this situation, like, how would the people around me react, right? Like, you would be, especially if you're my roommate, you would be at home consoling me, being like, Sean's a dick, let me get you some ice cream, we'll order in tonight, what do you want to watch a movie? Like, she would be consoling her friend, because let's face it, Megan and Sean were dating for a long time. Like, for all she knows, this is Megan's first, like, serious relationship, and it is over. And the reason it is over is because Sean thinks he has some shot with Julie, who is also now staying in this apartment. Like, okay. Part of me is like, Felicity, you should have said Julie can't stay here, because even if Megan doesn't blame Julie, right? Even if that's the case, which I do think is true. I think Megan is, like, a big enough person to be like, it's not Julie's fault that Sean's an idiot, right? Even if that's the case, why would you want to be staring at this woman all day? Like, that, it's so inconsiderate, in my opinion, to Megan, that you're like, yes, Julie, come on in. Who cares about Megan's feelings about it? Like, I know that it's not Julie's fault, but I still feel like she is a daily reminder of, like, what happened with Sean that Megan just simply does not need right now. It is so inconsiderate. No one is trying to help Megan. Literally not a single person is like, hey, girl, do you want to hang out tonight? Do we not remember when Megan organized a freaking girls' night because Felicity was depressed? Like, this is such freaking bullshit, especially because we don't even have Elena. And, like, Lindy, we literally, why couldn't we have Elena comforting Megan? Like, truly, why couldn't we have that? I don't understand why we, because she doesn't have a storyline at the very least. And they're, like, you know, decently close. They live together and everything. Like, what the hell is happening?
When it comes to Elena, we can't have nice things. Like, I don't know. It's so frustrating. Elena is dead. Felicity doesn't seem to care. And she's not in this episode. It infuriates me. And you're right. Like, why can't Elena, like, be helping Megan? Because Felicity's not. I kind of disagree about, like, letting Julie stay there. Because if Felicity doesn't offer to have Julie stay with them, like, Julie has to stay with Sean. And is that really better? I get that. So I think that it's fine that she lets Julie stay with them, but Felicity should be way more sympathetic to Megan and being like,
offering,
what can I do for you? Like,
offering Julie her room, because isn't Julie staying on the couch? Like, I feel like at least give her a space, like in a room, not on the main, in the main living area. You know,
I don't remember if she's on the couch.
I think they were like blowing up an air mattress or something, or like putting a blanket on a couch, if I recall together. Cause that was when they had the conversation about Ben.
Mm-hmm. I can see both sides, because I feel like Julie's probably in a, like, honestly, potentially dangerous situation being in Sean's apartment. Not that we've ever seen Sean be violent, but I wouldn't want my friend to be in a situation, not that she's a friend, but like, I wouldn't, a person that I cared about, like, I wouldn't want them to be in that situation with Sean, where it's like potentially like he has feelings for her, like, you know, like, it makes
it's uncomfortable at a minimum.
But yeah. I totally agree with you, Jess. Also, like, I didn't think about this in my watches, that like how unfair that is to Megan to see this girl like strutting her shit everywhere. Like, even if it's like not intentional, or just like her presence, like, I wouldn't want to see that. Like, that would make me really upset and really uncomfortable. But mm-hmm. as we know, like, Felicity just like doesn't think about these things because she's too busy thinking about herself. And like, no, she would never offer her room up to Julie, because that's like her and Noel's like love shack. Yeah, like, of course, like, she's not
Boggle shack.
So it's just like, I don't know, it's really wild to me, like the entire situation.
Yeah. Well, and it gets worse, because Julie then, right, so Julie gets permission from Felicity to ask out Ben. This is where I feel like it's a little shitty. Then Julie then takes the concert tickets that Sean gifted her. Yeah. It's like, hey, Ben, do you want to go to this concert? Now, here's the thing. Is that a shitty thing to do? Yeah, sort of. But Sean 1,000,000,000% deserves it. So I was very much your part.
You know that Sean was like, yeah, like, here's the tickets, you can have them. Like, he was like, oh, she's gonna bring like Felicity to it.
Like a friend.
Yeah. It's like, nope, I'm gonna bring a date to it. Like,
your roommate.
And it's Ben.
And it's Ben's your friend.
Date. Yeah. Yeah. That's some cojones, I'm telling you.
Now, my question, Lindy, is Felicity correct in that Ben is only saying yes to this date with Julie to make Felicity jealous, bother Felicity, essentially? Is that correct?
I think that's a major reason why he's doing it, but I don't think it's 100% correct. Like, I think he likes Julie. He dated her in the past. Like, they clearly get along well. So I think he has absolutely no problem hanging out with Julie. Like, it's going to be a fun time. And it's also going to bother Felicity. So I don't think he's like entirely using Julie. I think he would want to spend time with her anyway. But I think for him, yeah, a major benefit is bothering Felicity. Because like we've said, like, their breakup was so sudden and doesn't make sense to him. So of course he wants to get under Felicity's skin. He just has no idea why it went so wrong.
Yeah. I think I'm with you. I feel like, especially what we see from Ben on the double date, he's not even talking to Julie. He's just antagonizing Felicity the entire time. So I do think if it was just the two of them, if it had maintained Julie, Ben on a date, just the two of them, I think they would have had a great time. And I think like they always have had this like connection, right? Like they've had chemistry together. I think when you add in the Felicity Noel aspect, though, Ben is so distracted because he just doesn't understand what happened with Felicity. So he can't possibly be paying attention to Julie.
I thought it was so funny that Ben was like ignoring Julie, trying to bother Felicity by talking about the girl in the bathtub. And then after that whole awkward date, Ben has gone off to talk to Felicity. After that whole awkward date, I was expecting Julie to be like, okay, you know what? Like, this was not for me, like, bye. But instead she's like, hey, I want everyone to come over so I can play music for you.
Okay. Ben, like, it's so Julie, right? Like, how many times were we held hostage with her little songs? Like, she's like, so you know, funny. What you're not, I like all your drama, I'm sorry for that, you're going through all this stuff, but like, will you listen to my shitty music? like, but you will listen to my shitty music. And
it's so good.
I just like love the thought of her holding all these people hostage by like making them listen to her music.
The craziest thing. So Julie has lost her mind for offering this, but then Felicity being like, yeah, okay. And then Noel, say no. Literally be like, no. Oh, Felicity, remember we were going to go look at our new apartment together. What the fuck? Like, none of these people have two brain cells to rub together.
No.
Like, it is absolute unhinged behavior for any of them to agree to this. And meanwhile, because we're going to leave the spin the bottle for last, because that's all of our characters getting together anyway. Meanwhile, poor Megan. Truly poor Megan. I want to give Megan the biggest hug ever. She is alone, drinking at a bar. She is sad. She's alone. She's depressed. She has idiots hitting on her with very cliche pickup lines. And then, oh, the audacity of this man. The audacity of this character to sit on the stool next to her and be like, hey, girl, you know what? Julie didn't want to fuck me, so yeah. I miss you. What the hell?
Yeah.
Megan's like, am I supposed to feel sorry for you? And I'm like, no, Megan, you are not. He does not deserve anything from you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was so horribly rude. And also, like, him later on being like, yeah, like, I want to be with you, blah, blah, blah. I love the fact that Megan got to deny him and be like, no, like, I don't need you and I don't need this. And I love that for her. I love that she got to say the last word. I hope that she is consistent with that. Like, I
please
hope that
God.
She, yeah, I hope that she doesn't backtrack because, like, she's worth so much more than that. And also, I just like, was thinking, like, you know, thinking back to like the scene where she was crying with ice cream and Felicity came in and was like, deuces, hope you have a good cry by yourself. Like, I like, does Felicity not feel guilty for basically like inadvertently fracturing Megan's future, like in the other timeline?
See, I feel like she saved Megan from future heartbreak. Like, she's not, no, like, right, she's no longer sinking all her time and energy into this relationship that is doomed to fail because Sean's a fucking asshat.
Well, okay, yes and no, because like in the future timeline, we never knew that he was talking to Julie the whole time. Yes, they had their like arguments, but like at the end of season 17, they were still together and happy, right? Like in the
sure, but I just feel like finale. What happens when
in the first
he
finale.
What happens if he freaking talks to Julie later? And I wouldn't even call their relationship like the best because of the amount of freaking arguments.
I know that, but like, I don't think that Felicity ever, because she doesn't think about anybody besides herself. Like, I don't think that Felicity thought that, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I would be like, if I was Felicity, I would have had this conversation with Megan and be like, look, like, in this other timeline that you barely believe that is true, like, you and Sean were married. Like, I feel like, and you guys had like really, I don't know, like, I would feel some sort of way about it, even if like their relationship wasn't like the most steady, but like, I don't know, like, I would give my friend a heads up, be like, hey, like, you know, I don't know, maybe you guys like were fighting a lot, but like, this is kind of how, like, you know, you weren't very supportive of his ideas. Like, maybe this time around you can like just listen to him out. Like, I don't know. Like, I think I would be a lot more like aware of like of this. But then again, like, she barely believes Felicity, and Felicity literally just cares about the boys. So I don't know. Yeah, am I wrong?
I think if any of us were Felicity, we would be acting so differently. It's just frustrating to watch her because, she, like you've been saying, Sarah, she's very self-centered. She only cares about like the Noel and Ben of it all. She doesn't care that Megan is going through a hard time. She doesn't care. She doesn't seem to care about Elena. So I think you're correct in that she's just, Felicity is all about herself right now. And it's detrimental to everyone else. But you bring up another good point, which is that Megan doesn't really believe what Felicity is saying about the time travel. And I find that interesting. Do you guys find that kind of hard to believe that Megan is so skeptical about it?
I think the more time that goes on, the longer that Felicity is like insistent that this is a thing, I feel like the more Megan should be on board, because Megan is a witch. Like, if she truly believes in spell casting and all of that stuff, she should believe that this is possible. I think it's the fact that it's coming from Felicity, who's already like losing her marbles a little bit, is the most suspicious aspect of it. But I think the more Felicity insists on it, the more Megan should be like, because even by the end of this episode, right, like the spin the bottle stuff, I feel like Megan's drunk, though, so maybe it's not the most reliable. I just feel like she almost starts to believe it in the spin the bottle portion.
Well, I also think that she was like kind of like mocking it a little bit. But like, I agree with you. Like, I would have assumed like the more Felicity goes on about it, the more she would be like, listen, like be like, believe it. But then again, like, Felicity's been talking to a ghost for like 10 years. So maybe like Megan's like, oh, this is just my quirky friend Felicity that just like makes up little stories in her head. she's so silly and quirky.
Okay, that's another thing. Great point. Okay, so at least in episode like 18 or possibly more, like Felicity was making a tape to Sally and being like, no one believes me. The craziest thing happened. What is Sally's reaction to these tapes?
Well, Sally's a ghost, so she believes it.
I agree with you. I think Sally's not real. But if she is, like, what on earth is she thinking when she receives this tape from Felicity, who we've never seen them interact ever?
Sally should her friends be met along the way.
Sally's like, I need to call one of her local friends and get her to the mental hospital.
I really think that Sally's an invisible friend. Like, I really
she has
think,
to be at this point.
I really think that, like, she's like, I never really had friends in high school, but I wish that I had this friend, Sally, who's like the best friend a girl can have. And she's just been talking to this like non-existent person forever, and like, I don't know where she sends the tapes off to, like the North Pole. Like, I don't, like, I'm not quite sure, but like, I truly, okay, if she is the right person or a real person, I'm sure that Sally gets a tape in the mail and goes, oh, this will make nice Fire King kindling.
Maybe Megan intercepts every tape that Felicity has literally ever sent out.
Like a mom that's intercepting like letters to Santa.
Yeah. Same thing. Yeah. Same philosophy.
Oh my gosh. I just can imagine like Sally getting these in the mail and just chucking them in the trash. Like,
Felicity this girl again. Yeah.
It's in the exactly. blender, like Hannah from Pretty Little Liars.
Yes.
Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Because, so, like, I don't know. Like, she's not even like, at one point was Sally responding to Felicity? I don't remember.
Yes, yeah, she was. We had a voiceover that was.
Right. Duh.
Like, in the first, like, two seasons, they had a voiceover of Sally, like, responding to Felicity's, like, problems and stuff with her own problems. It was weird because it was so weird, and we all hated it. I was right there with you guys.
Yeah I guarantee you it's just Felicity putting on a voice. She's like, yeah,
I think it's a figment of her imagination. She's
I'm so like funny. I'm envisioning it, like, it's very much like, I don't know, Psycho, when you, spoiler alert for Psycho, when you find out, like, the dude's mom, Bates's mom, was just him the whole time. It's just like, Felicity puts on, like, a different wig and, like, a fake nose, and you're like, dear Felicity, this is my problem with my dead husband. Felicity's like, it's like one of those, like, dual personality syndromes. Yeah. Where, like, she has, like, multiple personalities.
Oh my god,
it could be personality.
It could be. So this whole episode culminates in everyone coming back to the loft, because so Megan and Sean end up going to the Tart concert together, I guess, and she's coming back to the loft and he's like, oh, aren't you gonna stay? And she's like, no, like, I just want to see if Julie's here embarrassing you. So they walk in and Julie's serenading the other three. And Megan, of course, is like, what's going on? Like, she's all drunk and loud. And she sees Ben fiddling with a bottle, and she thinks he's playing Spin the Bottle. So she says, well, We're going to play spin the bottle, people. Come on.
How many? But there's a lot of beer bottles.
A lot of
bottles. They were drinking.
There was four of them, but I don't know, like four people. So I don't know how many they drank like together.
Yeah, I mean, a lot. Okay. So the first time,
it was Megan who spun.
Megan spun and it landed on Ben. Yeah. Ben just got to kiss everybody, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yes.
So she gives him like a little.
All the kisses were with Ben.
She gives him like a little peck, which I think is very funny because then her next rule is that it has to last 5 seconds. And she just shortens
here it. For the drama.
STB. Apparently, spin the bottle has a freaking like acronym.
Really? Yeah. Who knew? Yeah. Yeah. Do as I say, not what I do, is what Megan says. So then it goes to Ben.
And it lands on Felicity
twice.
And so Felicity first has like her get out of jail free card, and then it lands on her again, and she's really upset. And Megan's like, "What are you scared about? Seventh graders do this all the time." And then she institutes the 5 second rule. So they kiss. Then it's Julie's turn, and my favorite, when Julie goes, Megan looks at Sean and is like, "Sean, stop praying so loud."
So good.
Rip. Oh my god.
And he has the audacity to be annoyed at Megan, like, come on.
Especially because Julie lands on Ben, and so she is like full-on making out with Ben, and Sean is just looking like, and if you're not watching the video, I basically just made a like googly eyes face, like he is like into it in a very strange way.
I thought he was just upset about it.
You think that he was into watching?
I think he was like, "Oh, look at Julie's mouth." No, like that's a
bad take.
I didn't catch that.
I don't know. He had a weird look on his face.
He had a face of like, "I can't believe you're kissing Ben right in front of me." That was the face.
Well, they were hardcore making out. They were like, well, who cares about the 5 seconds?
Felicity hated it too. And
then Noel was watching Felicity react to Ben and Julie. So then Noel's like, fuck this shit. And then
finally,
understandably so.
I don't know why it took him so long, but Megan is upset because Noel leaves and Megan's like, "Well, we can't play with five." And I'm like, why? You can sit in the bottle with five people. What are we talking about?
It just lands on Ben every single time anyway. It doesn't matter.
So funny. And so everyone ends up dispersing and Megan's all upset. "Don't blame me that you didn't get to keep Julie." And he's like, "I wanted to kiss you." It's like, okay, bitch. And he says, "I want you back." And I love Megan being like, that's your big sell? Like, do a Fran Drescher. What are you trying to do, Sean? Like, you fucking suck. You're like wishy-washy. And like, no woman wants to be sloppy seconds. No woman wants to be this like second choice. Like, go fuck yourself. Have some fucking dignity. I can't.
I'm so over Sean. He's actually the worst creature that's ever walked this earth.
We all know they're going to be together in the end, and I'm going to rage.
I'll set them on fire. No. What was the... Okay, didn't Megan in this scene also make a reference to the time travel to Felicity? And Felicity was like, "I don't want to talk about this right now." Do you remember what that was? Because I can't remember.
She's saying that Julie was only here because of Felicity's return trip.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he's... None of it would be... Or because Felicity's like, "This isn't happening." None of it would be if it wasn't for your little return trip. In fact, Julie wouldn't even be here.
Yeah.
That's what she says.
Okay.
Yeah.
But obviously no one else knows what that is referring to.
Yeah.
But Felicity follows Noel and is like, "What you thinking about?"
She's like, "Are you thinking about me?"
She's like, get a clue.
And then I love him. Noel's like, "Yeah, like I'm thinking about moving away far, far away from you so I don't have to see your face anymore. And into my own apartment so I have a safe space." And Felicity's like, "I can't wait till I move in with you too." And Noel's like, "Uninvited, bitch."
Unsubscribe. Get out of here.
"I'm withdrawing your application to be my roommate and my girlfriend. Goodbye."
Yeah, I love how he puts it, that he's like, "I'll never inhabit you the way Ben does." Yeah, like,
it's
whoa.
It's so true.
Like, this whole show, Felicity and Ben cannot stay away from each other. Like, no matter what, even after cheating, even after being with Noel, like, everything brings them back together. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Because he says, you'll never be over Ben. And she's like, well, we haven't even had a chance yet. And he's like, time isn't going to change this. It has to.
Oh, my God.
And just not how time travel works, bitch. Okay, Lindy, wait. Okay, just last podcast, I recommended to Sarah to check out The Summer I Turned Pretty. Have you watched this or read the books, Lindy?
I've never seen the show, but I read the books like a long time ago.
Okay, interesting. Because without spoiling anything for Sarah, because I do think she will enjoy it, mm-hmm. doesn't the like Ben, Felicity, Noel dynamic remind you of that, the dynamic in the love triangle-y sort of situation in that book series? If you remember, it's been a while, probably.
I remember like the main kind of story, like storyline. Maybe a little bit, but I think the problem for me with Felicity is that like she never spent very much time dating Noel. And I think that's where it may differ from other love triangles, such as like The Summer I Turned Pretty, where like Felicity has honestly like never chosen to be with Noel over Ben. Like not ever.
Noel has never gotten her undivided attention. Like, no, it's like always been Ben back in there.
They never had a fair chance, and I feel bad for like Team Noel people because they just like never really like got going ever.
Yeah, so, you feel bad for me. I love pity.
The summer I turned pity.
I'm 15th in line on Libby, but then I realized that I have Spotify premium and I can just like listen through that.
So. How does that work? Is it like number of hours or?
Yeah. And it's only, I think I get 15 a month with Spotify.
The books are really short.
It's
really
it's only six. So I'll definitely be able to listen to it on my drive. So I don't have to listen to Adam's Krusty podcast.
Incredible. I can't wait to hear your thoughts. Cause it does. But the thing is the thing that I think is kind of funny is the character in The Summer I Turned Pretty is a lot younger, which I think makes her like obsession, infatuation, whatever, with a specific character more like palatable in a way. Cause you're like, oh, well, she's like, you know, 16. Whereas like Felicity is now in college and I'm like, girl, stop.
I remember like 22.
Well, no, later. But when the series first starts, she's like 16. Yeah,
you know what? I was the biggest simp at 16 and at 22. So maybe I also would make, for different people, but maybe I also would make horrible decisions at both of those ages.
Sure. I definitely was. I wasn't as simpy. I definitely did things, questionable things in my early 20s that I wouldn't do now.
I was chasing the love and chasing the dick.
So that's our episode. The spin bottle was just iconic. Like when they actually start, because I thought maybe it was like the title Spin the Bottle was a reference to like, oh, who am I going to choose to kiss? Like I didn't know that they were actually going to play it because I'm like, they're in college. Like, what are we doing? No, we seen it. We saw Spin the Bottle on Buffy and now we're seeing it on Felicity. And you know what? I'm here for it. I'm here for it every time.
Amazing. I am curious if you don't mind, like, what do you guys think is going to happen from here?
Yeah, with two episodes left, Sarah.
I honestly think that she's going to lose both of them. Or, like, I mean, I think, like, she should. I think, like, there's, like, the whole thing is just, like, if you are counting the... I forget the expression. If you spend all your time counting the sky or stars, you'll lose the sun or something like that. But, like, I mean, I think that she deserves to lose both. And I think, like, that's the best thing for her. But, like, I also think that that might be, once again, like, a lens, like, a 2025 lens. Like, I think if the show was made now, the whole thing would be like she would choose herself. I don't think that's going to happen. I do think that there's a world where she is like, you know what? Like, I want to go back to my main timeline and finds a way to get there because I think like that's the lesson of all of this. Like, I think the lesson is that we end up where we're supposed to be. And like, even if you went back in time, like things won't be perfect. Like, I think that like the lesson is like you go through grief, you go through strife to become the best version of yourself. And I think like, I don't know. I think that that's ultimately, if I was the writer, would be the point. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I kind of agree with you. I think where we will land is Felicity will just wake up and the time travel thing was all just like a stupid dream or something dumb like that. Mm-hmm. And she will go and break things off with Ben and be single. I think she will end the series single. I do think Megan and Sean will remain together. I think Elena will remain dead. I just don't think, I think you're right. I think hopefully the lesson Felicity learns from all of this is it's okay to be alone. Like, it's okay to work on yourself. You don't need to be with somebody.
I think that that is the best possible lesson. But once again, like, we're looking at this in a different era of the
sure
world.
And also I think to get that ending would also mean that we would have the like very stereotypical cliche like wakes up from a dream ending, which would suck. But I do think that's in line with people saying they preferred the like episode 17 finale versus the second finale. But if we didn't have these final few episodes, season 4 is an even bigger bust.
Yeah, no, it would be like literally pointless to watch. Yeah. I mean, like, the alternative is that like she is stuck in this timeline and she uses both like what she learned in this timeline and the other timeline to be the best version of herself, which I also think would be okay. And I just think that like she needs to stop chasing these two people and choose herself. But we've been saying that for like years. So,
oh yeah.
I don't know.
Will she learn, you know?
Or, I mean, at what point in time, like, does she tell people that this is what happened to her?
She's been trying.
I mean, barely. Just with
Megan, really.
Yeah, just with Megan.
I think Megan doesn't believe you, you don't have much of a chance with other people.
That's true. I'm very, very curious and interested. I do think that like these five episodes, I mean, we're only like 2/3 of the way there, whatever, 3 seconds. I don't know what's fractions, but what percentage are we in here?
We have 2 episodes left.
Yeah. So
you mean through the season or through the series?
We're three fifths. That's not.
Let me look. We are time travel part. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're 90% of the way through the season.
No, I'm talking about. Yeah. I don't know.
1, 2, 3. Yeah, we're 3/5. We're 3/5 through the time travel. Good God, I'm confused of what the hell you're asking.
Nothing matters. Yeah.
I was saying the answer. I don't know.
Yeah, no, you got it.
I got there. 3 seconds is not a thing. But anyway, so it's just like, I don't know, like, truly how I'm going to feel after watching the last 2 episodes. It's still a huge chunk. But it definitely made it interesting to watch.
Yeah. Do we want to give out a point to anybody this episode for their actions?
I mean, I would love to give it to Noel because like he finally got out of this. Someone give me that look. He finally got out of this like cycle. I mean, we'll see.
He went, let this go on so long. Like, why are you agreeing to the double date? Like, I don't know. Lindy, I want to hear your pitch because I also have a pitch.
I mean, for me, it has to be Ben. I absolutely love his attitude throughout this episode. I know that if you're a Ben hater, you probably hated it, but I don't care. I loved it. I thought it was so funny, his efforts to get under Felicity's skin, because they worked so well, and he knew it, and he just kept going. I absolutely loved it. It was so funny.
Yeah. My pitch was, like, my first thought originally was Megan, because she's the one who prompts to spin the bottle. But the fact that she, like, even subjects herself to an evening with Sean, in my opinion, rules her out. So I was thinking Ben. He's so cocky. It's so funny. He provides the funniest shit this episode. I died. Him just being extra nice to Noel and just wigging Noel out was just the best. Kill him with kindness, literally. You know, it was incredible. All right, well, we're gonna give it to Ben because democracy, you know.
democracy. That's two-thirds of us voting for Ben.
The votes.
Recount the votes of us. We're going to watch the next two episodes back to back. So we're covering two episodes next week to finish out the series. We've heard that these did air back to back back in the day. So that'll be fun. Are you ready for the titles, Sarah?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I just now looked at what. Okay, well, I think we're going to be correct about one thing we both said.
Okay.
So the first title is Felicity Interrupted.
Okay, that's a reference to Girl Interrupted, which is a 90s movie, but I don't know.
I've never seen Girl Interrupted.
So I can't really speak on it.
I kind of want to see what it is. Oh, it has Angelina Jolie and Winona Ryder. Oh, no. Oh, no. The film follows a young woman who spends 18 months institutionalized at a psychiatric hospital.
Okay, so Felicity's going to the psych ward. Bye. Yes. See you later.
And the finale, episode 22, Back to the Future.
So we're right.
She is going to – I honestly didn't read the titles before now. So okay. She is going to end up back there.
Okay. Those titles are so revealing.
They really are.
But I promise you,
for episode 21.
I promise you there are some twists and turns that you will not expect. I'm so excited to hear what you have to say about these two episodes.
Honestly, scrap the rest of season 4. Like, just the final few episodes are where it's at. Mm-hmm. Incredible. And of course, we're going to be joined by the one, the only DBK. So that will be a ton of fun. And then we'll wrap the series up with one more podcast. And that's it, baby. Felicity will be officially in the books in just a few weeks. Sarah, are you excited?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm more excited to get pizza tomorrow because I just got a reminder from the reservation. But yeah. To be honest with you.
This feels very... Okay, you haven't seen season 6 of Love Island yet. There's one moment in season 6 of Love Island where this one guy who's currently paired up with one girl is pairing up with a new girl. And yeah. When he has to like stand up and be like, I'm picking this girl because blah, blah, blah. He's like, this is so easy. And so the other girl's like, ouch. That's what it feels like. Are you excited to finish Felicity? I'm more excited about pizza. Like, okay. So yeah, we'll be back next week. But in the meantime, Lindy, where can people check you out? You got so much going on over at Whirlwind.
Yes, I am usually on Whirlwind Podcast. So on One Indescribable Podcast, we're talking about Everwood. That is a lot of fun. A kind of early 2000s show. And I'm also on Previous Little Liars, where we try to figure out what's going on Pretty Little Liars by only watching the previously ons. It's so much fun. So check out all of that.
Literally my favorite podcast that I probably ever listened to. It is so much fun. I love it so much. Did you start watching season 4 yet? Lindy froze. No, tell me, Lindy, did you watch it?
Have you seen season 4, Lindy?
Lindy, please.
She's back.
Sorry. What did you hear me say?
Nothing.
I'm sorry. I answered your question, and then I realized it was frozen, and I was like, of course.
Oh, incredible.
I haven't started season 4 yet, but I'm going to start soon, like this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. I know you have like a lull, a little bit of lull. So we haven't started it either. So
Oh my gosh.
I'm excited for some shenanigans when it comes around. So
quick, Lindy, who's A?
You think I know the answer to that?
Well, I was expecting you to just say Melissa. So
it's always Melissa.
That's my constant answer. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
no, Jessica, I don't have anything.
Okay. Sarah has nothing. She's going to get pizza tomorrow.
Yeah,
she has lots of pizza.
We're going to Chicago tomorrow on our way.
It's deep dish pizza.
So it's deep dish pizza. But this pizza is was shown on The Bear. Pequod's.
What a name.
Pequod's.
Which season of The Bear? The most recent one?
I don't know. It's just. Okay. But yeah. So it's supposed to be really good pizza. And we're going to a Cubs game. Go Cubs, go.
Incredible. Well, that's everything we have. We'll be back next week covering two episodes of Felicity. Season 4, episodes 21 and 22. So until then, everyone, have a good one. Goodbye. Just ask.
Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.